audience@rte.ie for your emails, or call Dublin 208-2941. Bin set on fire, rubbish not collected for weeks, cars damaged, all-night parties, broken windows, threats of violence and abuse. These are just some of the problems residents in Cork living near two third-level colleges say they face on a weekly basis. And some of them have had enough. Over the last week, Brian O'Connell has been spending time in the college area, hearing residents' concerns, and also out on patrol with local Gardaí trying to contain the problem. And Brian joins us from Cork. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Pat.
Now, students have always enjoyed a full and active social life. So why is the problem coming to a boil at this stage?
Yeah, I think there are probably several reasons for it, Pat. On one level, I suppose it's down to sheer numbers. You have somewhere now in the region of about 30,000 students in a relatively small geographic area of Cork City. So that's between University College Cork and the Cork Institute of Technology. And those numbers would have expanded hugely even in the last decade. So what were once, I think, quite desirable residential areas, they're now catering for students for the first time, some of those areas, and that is creating tensions, there's no doubt about that. I think we'll hear some later on that absentee landlords, Pat, is an issue as well, and a common denomination that I got from residents, from the students' union, from the college authorities and Gardaí, is our drink culture, and specifically our at-home drinking culture. So really, I think some residents, as you said, have had enough. They've been living with this problem, all-night parties, damage to property and a whole host of other problems, and I guess they're really organising themselves at the moment, and they're taking both of the college authorities to task for the behaviour of students.
Now, you spent some time in the area over two Tuesday nights to see what kind of problems the residents are facing. The first night we're about to hear from is last week when you went walkabout with the Lord Mayor.
That's right, yeah. Just before I met, the Lord Mayor is John Buttermer, by the way, but just before I met John, he's very involved in the local area, I have to say, but I stood outside an off-licence on the Bandon Road area just to get a sense, Pat, of what people were buying. And I counted maybe two people in the course of an hour coming out would be here. Everybody else had spirits, naggins, shoulders, bottles and so on. I'd picked up flyers earlier in the week which were targeted specifically at students during Freshers Week, for example, offering just cheap spirits. So, you know, that is an issue. The Lord Mayor, John Buttermer, as we said, now I met John around Connacht Avenue, and that's right beside college. And we took a walk from there up around along College Road. It's about 10 o'clock on Tuesday night last week. We're walking up here towards the college. I mean, geez, we can hear a lot of chanting in the background.
We can. I think one of the Champions League matches has just finished and Liverpool have won. So, but this is what the local residents are faced with in many ways. And, you know, it's a cyclical problem. It happens year after year. And I suppose what we've tried to do in the last number of years is try to organise more enhanced and better communication strategies between the college, the students' union and the students themselves.
So this is, it's what, it's 5 past 10 here?
Five past ten.
It's a group of about how many?
Again, it's a group of about 10 or 12 past us there. And again, now we're just outside the house with another four or five in the front garden. So again, just there, what we heard there, a wheelie bin that was overturned. You know, and that's what residents are complaining about. Again, just walking up the street here.
Literally, there's another bin. There's another big party.
Another big party here. Another wheelie bin overturned. And later on, that could be set on fire. You know, and that, and again, another party here on the right. So these are getting ready to go out. But have had a few drinks already.
Most party to the extreme.
We're college students at the moment and money is tight at the moment. So we said, we're not going to Cubans, we're not going to Vannes. We're having our own nightclub right here, right now on College Road, with music coming out the back of our cars.
So literally you have the cars open here and you've got a setup, a drum and bass or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a subwoofer in the back of a car and we've got our hazard lights on at the same time. So the lights add to the effect, the music adds to the effect. Subwoofer adds a serious bass. I mean, what more do you want?
And come here, what about the neighbours? Do you ever think of the neighbours?
I mean, our neighbours are all college students at the moment. If they want to join in, let them join.
They know what they're thinking about. Oh, yeah.
They're actually asking for trouble about living here.
Yeah. They know what it's like.
We're out for a good crack.
We're mad bands.
Let him talk.
And would you ever, did the guards ever come along and stop
they
it?
They just came just 2 seconds ago. And they told us, they just came 2 seconds ago and turned it down. But we turned it down, but then we turned it back up. Any of these houses, they're all students.
They're,
and they're like, one
they
in ten
that.
Are residential.
It's so true.
Do you know? And like, we're obviously going to have the crack because we're living from home or whatever, like, do you know?
It's our college life.
That's the thing, like, do you know?
But, I mean, it's like the party isn't even in the house. It's outside the front of the house.
So that's the fun of it, like. We have to have the crack.
That's our own speciality.
The future leaders of our country. Now, a mobile disco outside the door, the car, the subwoofer, and the boom, boom, boom. I don't want to sound like a fuddy-duddy, but if you were one of the one in ten who wasn't a student and you were trying to even enjoy the discussion after the Champions League match yourself, it'd be a bit difficult to put up with that, wouldn't it?
I mean, I could hear that from literally 200 or 300 yards away, and like I said, there were about 10 to 12 people outside the house. That was at 10 o'clock. Probably would have went on till about 11:30 and or 12, and then everybody got a taxi downtown to the nightclub. Taxis are a big issue as well, by the way. Residents are saying taxis are just lining up along the road, and it's creating noise.
What efforts are being made to address the concerns of the residents? I know you went out on patrol with the Gardaí, and they actually have been very engaged with the whole issue.
Yeah, well, a lot of work is taking place, and I think, I suppose, the thing is there's a lot more communication now between the Gardaí and the Students' Union and the college and so on. The Students' Union have organised student patrols during big weeks like Freshers' Week and Rag Week, and there's a sense now, I think especially from UCC, that they do recognise there's a problem and they're fully engaged with dealing with it. So if you take this year alone, Pat, UCC have received about 20 complaints. Three of those are second offences from the public, so about 160 altogether since this time last year. And they were able to give me a very detailed breakdown of the type of actions they took. So some of the actions they would take would be hitting students in the pocket with fines, making them do community service. I think it's very difficult to suspend a student. You get involved in legal issues then, and that becomes very, very difficult to act on. Some residents did feel that CIT, on the other hand, could be doing more. And I asked CIT what specific actions they would take if a resident complained. And while they did point me to their overall student disciplinary policies, I couldn't get a clear sense of exactly what actions they would take following complaints from residents, and they couldn't provide me with any indication of the level of fines or suspensions they've handed out or how many times the registrar has gotten involved in complaints. So UCC, they've actually begun insisting that leases are changed. You know, there's a real problem getting access to a house, so they've insisted that if a landlord is registered with them, the lease has to stipulate that someone from the college or the Gardaí can get access to the house. So I suppose the Gardaí, like we said, led by Superintendent Barry McPolan, have been working very hard with less and less resources really to contain the problem.
I know it's a difficult policing task because many students are going to revel in the first bit of freedom they've had away from home. These are rites of passage in terms of socialising and so on. The Gardaí have to be aware of that and take account of that. They can't book everybody and bring them in for breaches of the peace.
No, and that's the thing. It's a very difficult and tricky line, I think, that the Gardaí have to navigate. Plus, they have issues getting access to houses, like we said. Most of the rights are weighted in favour of tenants, and rightly so, really. But it does mean that if a party is in full swing and creating a lot of noise, like we just heard, there's very little the Gardaí can do. I mean, I went out with two local Gardaí, including Sergeant Aidan O'Connell, two nights ago, so this Tuesday night. And it was quieter this week, I have to say, probably after the long weekend. But we can hear a little bit now how they interacted with students. The first door we knocked on, there was quite a lot of noise coming from inside.
Are we down? You want the tenants, here you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, just want to make sure there's no alcohol out in the streets.
Right.
A couple of your lads here, just come over, drink, we'll get back in again.
Right, okay.
We might make sure they don't come out in the streets with alcohol, please.
Yeah, no matter.
Sorry, right. Won't let them out again.
It's fine. I probably won't be too nice in there.
Didn't do bad, no.
No, it's fine.
How many of you in there?
There's about 30 or 40, I suppose, yeah.
Are you staying in there tonight? Are you going out somewhere?
No, we're going straight to Bog Fox. It's a commerce party, so we're going straight to Bog Fox's.
Right. Can you make sure none of them bring alcohol out in the streets?
Yeah, they'll be gone by 10 o'clock.
Sorry.
Just a lot of people in a small house.
Yes. He says 30, but I suppose we're not going to get to count them. Do you need to be out in the street drinking alcohol? No offence under the bylaws to be drinking alcohol on the street, €75 fine. So you might take it back into the house, please, and ensure that nobody else comes out with drink for the rest of the night.
No problem.
What are we doing?
Good.
Are you in for the night? Are you going out? No big party on anywhere.
I'm underage. I wouldn't be at the parties, Garda.
Underage?
I wouldn't mind it. Like, I abide the laws, as we say.
Same. And who's in the house there? They're from UCC, are they?
Yeah.
And you're just up with them for the night?
Yeah.
Is it for Halloween or what? What's the occasion?
Halloween, yeah.
Just for Halloween. And the same tomorrow night, is it?
Oh no, all night again.
Just tonight. And will you make sure they're bringing those six pack there too after?
Yeah, actually,
they have no business out there.
I know.
5 years ago, I think, we had one of the worst episodes of Rag Week when there was about 100 people in that small house there.
and eventually more people came to join the party, and there's about 500 people in College Square, and two guards came to shift them and were totally unable to shift them, and the night took off from there then. So that's really led to the guards clamping down seriously in the last 5 years to eradicate the problem to a large extent.
Yeah, so that was the issue a few years ago, Pat, and the Gardaí, as he said, have really gotten involved in a big way since. And I think you can hear there the kind of common sense approach that's taken by Gardaí. I mean, they're essentially trying to police upwards of 30,000 people with little overtime. Residents are asking that on-the-spot fines would go directly towards paying for more Gardaí for the area. There were 65 of those on-the-spot fines issued in Freshers' Week this week. They're €75 each, and Gardaí also had the chaos of Arthur's Day to deal with during Freshers' Week this week. So some people are suggesting that maybe there should be a mini Garda station near the college, but worryingly, I think the station that currently covers that area in Barrack Street, that's under consideration for closure.
Now, you met residents whose lives are being disrupted on a regular basis. The first two we'd hear from are Polo Gorman and David O'Mahony. They live near UCC.
Yeah, both within a few hundred yards of each other. Paul raised seven children in his house, along with his aunt, and both his parents live there also. His mum is recuperating from open heart surgery, so she has had to move in with her relative while she gets better because of the noise. And I think obviously if you're listening to this partying several nights a week over several years, you'll probably hear a little bit of how the frustration would build up.
Well, I moved into this house about 19 years ago, and it very quiet area, a lot of neighbours. I got to know a lot of the old neighbours, and then the landlords maybe started buying up here about 10 years ago and sort of took off from there then. You know, we had a lot of trouble going around and parties going on at night, and if you put your rubbish out on a Friday for a Saturday collection, you'd go out and you'd have to sweep up the road with the rubbish, and it's still going on to today. For instance, last year, I had my eldest daughter at home, and my second eldest daughter was doing leaving and intercert. And basically, some days we had to keep them out of school because they'd be up all night with the party and shouting and screaming going on the roads. I've gone to the college and explained that to them, but they weren't interested in what we were telling them below there, you know.
So there is some talk in the last few days of residents here organising a march, maybe. What would you like to see done?
Well, I'd like to see the landlords brought to task, because as we call them, we have the feckless landlords. They get the houses, they do them up, let in the students, and you don't see it from one end of the year to the other. They've now gone to this scenario where you can't ring them because the house is being put into a letting agent. You ring them, they have no interest in speaking to you. And so you can't contact the landlords at all. A lot of houses around here now.
Well, there's the obvious noise and late night parties. We've had people with full bass bins and rigs in houses, three bedroom houses. We've had things like litter, urination, people defecating in people's front gardens, violence. We've had people kick in windows of cars, damaged cars, aerials and side mirrors. We have correspondence since 2001 where the Gardaí have acknowledged that there's a problem in the area. And as a result of that, I suppose over the last 4 years, things have escalated and things have become far more difficult and acrimonious, really.
It seems crazy, Brian, mm-hmm. that as a landlord, you can rent out a house to as many students as you like, and unless you register, it can be very hard to establish by anybody, the Gardaí or anybody else, who actually owns the house.
Yeah, and as we know, we don't have a database of property owners in Ireland, and it is a big problem. A lot of these properties, they were bought in better times. Landlords now have to maximise their returns, Pat, so, you know, a lot of them have been turned into multi-occupancy houses. It reminded me, actually, of parts of Kilburn where, you know, residents did say to me they felt like areas are being ghettoised. The local council, their resources are stretched. So I think some of the residents are going to take it upon themselves to find out who owns these houses, and we'll hear that now from local Barry Keane.
We want to tackle the unregistered landlords, who are pretty much the core of the problem, because it's in their houses that most of the difficult behaviour and the destructive behaviour goes on. If it's a registered landlord, of course you can go and say to them, look, there's a problem in your house, sort it out. And the initiative that we've taken on is we've got on to the Revenue Commissioners in Cork, who have been extremely active and are very willing to meet us, and effectively, we're setting up a task force to go on certain streets on a pilot basis to go through all the houses and make sure that everybody who is supposed to be a landlord is registered.
But isn't it crazy that you're having to do this as a group of concerned citizens, and that some apparatus of the state isn't knocking on these doors and finding out whether or not the landlord is registered?
Well, look, this has been crazy. I mean, I find it outrageous in this day and age that we don't know who owns every house in the state. I mean, you know, there's a property tax coming in next month or next year or whatever, and we still couldn't tell you with certainty who owns the houses. Now, we've gone on and knocked on doors and we've got a lot of the landlords' names and phone numbers and so on or whatever. And, you know, many are registered. Most of the people who are registered, they're easy to get. And the others we may have acquired somehow or other. And we will pass them on to the revenue, and we've made that deal with the revenue.
Now, a lot of this antisocial behaviour revolves around alcohol, and the feeling that really the measures have been taken by the Gardaí and by the colleges are sticking plasters rather than real solutions.
Yeah, obviously there are wider societal issues here to be dealt with. I mean, I think on one stretch we counted about 9 parties. A small bottle of vodka, Pat, will cost about 12 euros, and as one girl told me, she'd pay about 50 to 60 for that in a bar. So a lot more parties are happening at home. Dr. Michael Byrne, he's a student health officer in UCC, and he summed up finally the alcohol issue.
We do see the consequences of excess alcohol amongst the students, and I suppose not just the students. Alcohol is an issue for the whole of the population of Ireland from ages, unfortunately, as low as 12 right up until 80. When the students come to university, they're absolutely away from home for the first time. We have upwards of nearly 20,000 young people in a fairly small space here in UCC and in Cork, and as a result of having the freedoms that they didn't have perhaps when they're in their home, obviously, some of them take advantage of that.
But obviously, then throughout the 80s, students were in that position where they came to college for the first time, and it didn't seem that the problems didn't seem that they didn't seem to be there in the same level in the 80s or the 90s, for that matter. So something has happened in the last 10 years.
You know, I'd agree wholeheartedly. I was a student in the 80s, and I can remember the days. And there's been a fundamental shift in the pattern of drinking amongst Irish people in general, and also in the pattern of marketing and selling to young people. When I was a student, you could afford on the grant that I was on to perhaps have 4 pints on a Thursday night because it was relatively expensive. I think personally, both you could say physically and metaphorically, as a nation, we fell asleep at the wheel with regard to the controls of alcohol. And we've made alcohol available in vast quantities at prices which are so low that the average student can drink a considerable amount of alcohol for less than 5 euro.
Well, fascinating report from Brian O'Connell in Cork. Brian, thank you very much for joining us from the Cork studio.